Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, it's great to be with you. Here we are on the eve of the 241st celebration of our independence as the American experiment 241 years ago tomorrow, July 4th, of course, 1776 is when the Declaration of Independence was issued. And so I have a simple question for you today. We're going to open up the phones right away. I would love to hear from you. I asked this question over the weekend on Facebook, just wondering, what does America mean to you? It could be a word, it could be a phrase, it could be an experience, and it means different things to most people, and sometimes in subtle ways, sometimes in not so subtle ways. But that is also the beauty of America. That's the beauty of liberty. That's the beauty of freedom, that it is what you decide to make of it. And that doesn't always go well for everybody. We know it's the pursuit of happiness that's guaranteed, not happiness itself. But when you think of that question, I think it's something that we should ponder regularly, whether you're a Christ follower or not. Odds are you're listening to this show, you're a citizen in the United States of America. So I'll ask you just today on July 3rd, 2017, as we approach our 241st Independence Day celebration, what does America mean to you? If you want to answer that on Facebook Live, that would be awesome. And if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. I've got a lot of stuff here to share with you if you don't feel like calling in. But I would really love to hear from you. I think it's very interesting. I'm a conversationalist myself, a contemplative Christian, I might add. And so having that conversation, asking that question, and then kicking that can around, I think is really important, especially as the nation continues to divide deeper and wider between the left and the right, the liberal, the conservative, the Christian and the non-Christian even. I think we need to go back to our roots often and consider what was this American experiment supposed to be in the first place? 866-348-7884 is the phone number. I'd love to hear from you today, but make it quick. We'll do three segments on this question. What is America to you? And then the fourth segment today, of course, being a Monday, we'll do a quick Money Monday update with my buddy David Fisher. But want to hear from you. What does America mean to you? I say America and you think what? You can almost do a word association. 866-34-TRUTH is the phone number. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH, just simply asking, what does America mean to you? I ask you about America. What comes to your mind? You see an American flag. What comes to your mind? You approach the 4th of July. What comes to your mind? And you don't have to be political necessarily. We're a political nation, obviously. But I'm trying to elevate a little bit out of that and to see just generally, what are you thinking when you think about the American experiment, when you think about life in America, when you think about your life in America? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Would really appreciate and enjoy hearing from you today to see what you think. I say America, you say what? A word, a phrase, a short story if you want to share that. And I will dive right into, and then I'll go to your calls, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. It was in Congress on July 4th, 1776, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation, of course, referring to the fact that we were going to war with Great Britain, the world's sole superpower at the time. We were declaring our independence from our mother country, Great Britain, across 3,000 miles of ocean. And that was the opening salvo there, the Declaration of Independence in Congress, July 4th, 1776. So I say, America, what do you say? What does America mean to you today here on Call to Action Radio as we reflect on tomorrow's 241st celebration of our independence? 866-348 7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Would love to hear from you today here on Call to Action Radio. Let's jump real quick over to Orlando, who's calling in from High Point, North Carolina. Orlando, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Good. Thank you very much. So I say America, Orlando. What do you think?
I said go to Zion.
Wow. Well, why do you make that? Why do you make that connection?
It's just the 10 tribes of Zion that were dispersed. We are part of the whole world. Come over here. So I look at it as Micah, first chapter, the daughter of Zion.
Yeah, which is an amazing. Yeah, it's an amazing thought to consider, Orlando. Thanks for calling in and sharing that. To think of that as this conglomeration, what does the rest of the world have to do with the United States of America and our founding and our independence? Well, when you look back over the history of our country, boy, it has an enormous amount. There is no American. There is no America, you know, set aside the American Indians who were here, obviously, before us. There is no America without the rest of the world coming here. There is no America without the immigrant. There is no America without the religious separatists who came here in the first place, fleeing religious persecution in Europe. They left Europe. They left Great Britain. They left that area. They moved north and then eventually risked their lives, literally, to come across the ocean to get to a new land, a land where they could worship the Lord in freedom, with liberty, and it was obviously difficult. They put their lives on the line, and today we're their posterity. Because of their risk, because of their desire to worship freely, because of their faith in the Lord God of the Bible, you and I even get to ask the question, what does America mean to you? What does America mean to me? So please give me a call today. I'd love to hear from you just to kind of, as fellow Americans and for many of us fellow followers of Jesus Christ, what does it mean that we're citizens in America? What does it mean to you that you are an American? 866-348-7884. I think it's a question worthy of discussion and pondering and answering, quite frankly, here on the eve of another 4th of July Independence Day celebration, 241st in our nation's history. 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. The Declaration of Independence goes on to say this. Of course, you know this one. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. Wow, what a thought. The consent of the governed, that our government serves at the pleasure of the people. A thought that perhaps is fleeting, unfortunately, in the modern day America. This is Steve Noble on Call to Action, 866-34-TRUTH. Of our 241st celebration of Independence Day, asking the question, what does it mean to you to be an American? What does it mean to you that you live here in America? What value is there to you of being a citizen in the United States of America? As I say word association, I say America. What do you say? What comes to your mind? Would love to hear from you today on the show. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. 7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I would prefer to listen to you today as opposed to myself, believe it or not. I mean, I can talk through the whole show. You know that already. My wife knows that. My family knows that. All of my friends know that. But actually, I get sick of listening to myself. Seriously, I'm telling you the absolute truth. I'm a conversationalist kind of person. I love to listen to other people's perspectives and engage in that conversation. And I think this is a question worthy of us wrestling with and asking, and quite frankly, you answering. What does it mean to you to be an American? What's the value? What's in it for you? What's the big deal about being an American? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I'll tell you one thing about being an American, which will allow me to mention our friends at MediShare here right quick. Did you see the story out of Oregon where they just in the Senate, and they're going to pass it in the House, and their crazy liberal governor is going to sign it, where they're absolutely unabashedly and proudly taking public money to pay for abortions and abortive fashions, like RU486, day after drug, through their insurance system there in Oregon, making it mandatory. Yeah, so all of a sudden, whether you like it or not, your tax dollars in the state of Oregon will be used to kill preborn children. And so what kind of freedom is that? What kind of liberty is that for you? Certainly, it's none of the above for the child that's murdered in its mother's womb. But, you know, for me and my family, in terms of that insurance question and funding things that you know that are just disgusting to the Lord that he hates it, because we're Medishare members, we don't have to worry about that. I'm concerned about the health insurance conversation and what's going up on the Hill because it affects my neighbors. But quite frankly, it doesn't affect me and it doesn't affect my wife and our kids because we use Medishare. That gets us out of that. It's a way around Obamacare, a legal way around Obamacare. You share your major medical expenses with other Christians around the country. They've spent over $1 billion, fellow Christians have, since 1993 through Medishare. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And it's just been an awesome ministry to be a part of for the last 5 years for us. So I hope you'll check it out for yourself. You have the freedom to do that, praise the Lord, as an American and as a Christian. 855-BIBLE-11 is their phone number. 855-BIBLE-11, also now available in Montana. And if you're out, if you're listening, and you get this show in Oregon, wow, you better check out Medishare, too. It'll get you out from underneath that evil, evil decision that they are passing through the legislature there in Oregon. 855-BIBLE-11, again, is Medishare's number. So asking you again, what do you think about America? I've got plenty of things here to share with you, but I would love to hear from you as well. What does it mean to you to be an American citizen? What value is there to you? The fact that God has, by his providence, and I would say by his grace, allowed you to be perhaps born and raised here, and maybe you're a member of the military. You're probably going to have an even deeper appreciation of what it means to be an American. Or, like I have a friend on Facebook that I've known for years that immigrated here from South Africa years ago. And to him, holy cow, the fact that what you ask him the question about America, and that's a really deep question. His name is Rob Smith, and he's a friend of mine, great man of God. I arrived as an immigrant, Rob said, on August 6th, 1977. For me, this country is a city on a hill proclaiming liberty, opportunity, love of God and country, which shows itself in love for others. I love this country. Rob Smith, my friend who was originally from South Africa, has been here since 1977. So that perspective, if you moved here from somewhere else, man, I'd really love to hear from you. What does America mean to you? If you're a former member or current member of the military, I would love to hear from you. That would bless me and bless everybody else today. So don't rob us of that blessing. Of your perspective, especially if you're in the military or a retired military or somebody that moved here from another country, we would love to be blessed by your perspective on what it means to be an American. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. One of the things I love to do around this time of year, and I get to do it quite often because I teach a Constitution and civics class, as many of you know, throughout the course of the year, is look at what the Founding Fathers had to say about so many major issues. These were brilliant, brilliant men under the providence and hand of God, many of them, most of them God-fearers. Not every one of them was a Bible thumper, follower of Jesus Christ, but all of them revered the Lord, revered his word, and had a really solid biblical worldview on the nature of man and the priesthood of believers, meaning you have access to God yourself. That's independence from the system. That's your self-determination, your relationship with your creator. So I'd love to read quotes from the Founding Fathers. They're just amazing. George Washington said, "The time is near at hand which must determine whether Americans are to be free men or slaves." Now, whenever you start talking about slavery, it took George Washington until the end of his life to free his slaves. A contentious issue and one that is really important to deal with when we look at the American experiment in our early days. Part of the Constitution, they punted in 1789, 1787, 1788, 1789. They punted for 20 years on the slavery issue, trying to get a brand new country off the ground, trying to get a brand new document that had never been written, a form of government that had never been tried before. Our Founding Fathers believed that trying to tackle slavery at the time was just too much. I'm sure they were probably right in terms of how many things they could get done at once. But that's a serious issue. And George Washington eventually, upon his death, freed all of his slaves. And, of course, that was the right thing to do. He should have done it sooner, obviously. A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins. Benjamin Franklin said that. And that's why we have to talk about these things. That's why it's important for us to educate our children as to what is the foundation of America. What is this country based on? Where do we come from? What do we believe in? Why do these issues of freedom and liberty and the conscience of any individual, religious liberty especially. Why do those matter? How does that impact your way of life every day? It's an important, important thing that we should be passing on to our posterity, and if we don't, it will cease to exist. Thomas Jefferson said, "The Constitution of most of our states and of the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves, that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed, and that they are entitled to freedom of person, freedom of religion, freedom of property, and freedom of press." Again, that was Thomas Jefferson. So again, I ask you, what is America to you? What does it mean to you to be an American? 866-348-7884. Awfully quiet out there today. Perhaps people are taking July 4th and turning it into a four-day weekend. There's a lot of that going on. But really, I would love to hear from you and hear what you think America means. What does it mean to you? What does this American experiment mean in your life, your daily life, your family, your faith, your service to this country, or other people's service to this country? 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. I love these quotes. Here's one from Patrick Henry. "The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interests," which is obviously what's happening today. "The natural progress of things is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground." Thomas Jefferson. This is 200 years ago they were saying this. And were they right? Absolutely. They completely understood what system they were putting in place and what would happen if we did not acknowledge and understand it and protect it. We're on that road, unfortunately, right now. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. And while a lot of big-time radio hosts are taking a couple of days off, I am not. I am here talking about, well, we're on the eve of the 241st Independence Day celebration. And could you imagine back in the day, 241 years ago, July 4, 1776, officially making that Declaration of Independence, picking a fight, to say the least, with the biggest superpower on the planet, Great Britain, under the British crown, King George III. And on one hand, celebrating, you know, you see a lot of movies and stuff where they're all throwing their hats up in the air and celebrating their Declaration of Independence, but also knowing that they just picked a fight. David just picked a fight with Goliath, except they didn't really know for sure whether they, I think many of them thought God was on their side as they strove to establish a free nation here in America. But there was no guarantee of that, and they pledged their riches and their sacred honor, right? Their very lives. This, the Founding Fathers, when you look back at the men that signed the Declaration of Independence and what happened to many of them, they paid the ultimate price. They lost riches, they lost family members, and many of them ultimately lost their own lives in that war effort. It's a big, big deal. So a celebration on one hand, and I'm sure a little bit of trepidation on the other. But today, just talking about asking that question, what does it mean to you to be an American? What does it mean to be in America? What does the word America mean to you anyway? Kind of quiet as a church mouse out there today. I think a lot of people are enjoying a four-day weekend. But boy, I would love it if you would call in and share your perspective on what it means to be an American and America itself. What does that mean to you? 866-348-7884 is our phone number, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Some other great quotes that I wanted to share. And then I've got a clip from Red Skelton, who was a you know, really well-known comedian back in the day, black and white television. In 1969, he did a little bit on his television show, his variety show, reminiscing about saying the Pledge of Allegiance when he was a wee little lad, and the teacher that noticed that these young students, it was becoming just kind of rote, you know, hey, you know, I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America. And then he explains word for word the Pledge of Allegiance to take it to a whole nother level. Now, I'm very cautious these days about taking my patriotism to a level that might smell like idolatry. I'm not real comfortable with big Freedom Sunday celebrations in the church and the flags all over the place. Believe me, I'm patriotic. I've been fighting for the condition of this nation since 2004 when I became an activist, and obviously spend a good amount of time on the air talking about it. But I get, where is my allegiance? Do I care more about American politics than I do about American souls? I mean, stuff like that. You've heard me talk about that often. So I get a little cautious when we get in too much patriotic fervor. I think you can cross a line when you go from patriotism to jingoism. Jingoism takes patriotism to a nasty level, and then it's nationalism can get dangerous. So, yeah, but, well, and why? Well, our founding fathers understood human depravity, our innate ability as fallen, sinful creatures to abuse power, to abuse one another, and take advantage of situations and make bad decisions, immoral decisions. So. That's where I love America. I support America any way I can. I'm an avid voter. I pray for our elected officials and try to teach others to do the same. But my ultimate citizenship is in the kingdom of heaven. And so there's that that tension that exists there. But I'll play that Red Skelton bit from 1969. It's really, really good. Some other great quotes, Samuel Adams. And if you want to call in and share your thoughts on America, that would be awesome. 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. What does it mean to you to be an American? When I say America, what comes to your mind? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Here's Samuel Adams. This is a great one. If ever time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. And who are its experienced patriots in today's context? Well, hopefully that's you and me. And do we have vain and aspiring men possessing the highest seats in government? Largely, absolutely. So that's why we have to stay involved and engaged. America will never be destroyed from the outside, Abraham Lincoln said. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Here's a great one from Noah Webster. If a Republican government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to take and administer the laws. What divine commands do you think Noah Webster is referring to? That's right, the commands of Scripture, the commands of God Himself. Patrick Henry, it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, peoples of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Again, that was Patrick Henry. Here's a great one, Charles Carroll, who was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and then I'll play this Red Skelton bit. Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. And John Adams follows that up with something you could read over and over again from our founding fathers. John Adams said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Why? Because self-governance requires individual government. It requires a restraint on human depravity, our sin nature. So when we're going to have a government that's by the people, of the people, for the people, right? And we're going to put other human beings in positions of power, you darn tootin' better realize that human depravity exists in every single person. And if you're going to have a whole lot of liberty and a whole lot of freedom, the only thing that keeps that society from crashing in on itself and abusing one another with those liberties is some form of restraint. And the restraint that our founding fathers understood was religion and morals. It was Christianity. It was the Holy Spirit. It was the teaching of the Scriptures. And without that, self-government doesn't work. Look what happens in the Middle East. Look what happens when you remove government in those areas that are not rich with a Christian worldview. It just collapses in on itself and becomes very, very dangerous and destructive. Let's jump over to Ashley, who's calling in from Zebulon, North Carolina. Ashley, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Hi, Steve. I just wanted to say that me being an American is really just about our heritage, about how we were founded on truth and justice and freedom to worship. And I think, you know, you go to other nations and they just don't always have that story of a foundation of why their nation was created and what they believe in. And I think it's so great that we can all share that. And I think that really makes us different and makes us stand out. I know when I was younger, I traveled a lot as an Army brat, and I really got to see that and just appreciate that. And man, I missed America. So that's what it means to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that power of perspective, Ashley, makes such a big difference that you've been around the world and seen government and seen life in other countries. It's definitely not the same anywhere as it is here in America. Ashley, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Let's jump over to Gina, who's calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. Gina, you're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Hi, Steve. I just wanted to remind your audience that this is the anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg. And on this day, 52,000 Americans lost their lives during this Civil War battle. And we have to remember what our country went through to keep it unified. And it's very important that we remember those who have given their lives so we can, you know, carry that pledge that they lost their lives, but we'll pick up the baton and assure them that they're not dying and for naught. And
that's right.
You know, all the soldiers that have died over the past years, but no one is talking or even remembering this great battle, and that's a heartbreaker.
Yeah, it really is, and that's a great point, Gina. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that with us today. And again, if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it, right? So we had the Civil War, obviously the bloodiest war in American history because it was only Americans who were dying, and if we don't learn from that, what was dividing this country and leading to that, we're doomed to repeat it. I'm going to go over to Lee real quick. I don't have much time, but I want to try to get Lee in here if I can. Howard, I'm going to go ahead and get Lee. Hey, Lee, thanks for calling in. I don't have a lot of time. We're coming up on the break, but go ahead.
I just wanted to say this. First of all, I appreciate you taking the gospel to the marketplace.
Yeah,
and I was kind of holding off from talking because I want to hear military people. But to me, to be an American citizen means that I have a mandate to stand up for righteousness because of what this country was founded on. And I feel every day the urgency and the need to stand up for the right. And I thank you so much for your voice, and I'm praying for you every day. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Lee. That's such an encouragement. Standing up for righteousness, absolutely. I mean, that's why our founding fathers went to war in the first place, was against the unrighteousness of the crown. We need to stand up for righteousness, declare the truth of God's word with grace and mercy, declare the gospel, because that's where the only ultimate freedom can be found. This is Steve Noble on Call to Action Radio. We'll be back right after this.
So what are we waiting for? A message in the sky. A miracle on the side from up above. It's not his word enough. What are we waiting for?
Noble Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you as always. Here on the eve of our 241st Independence Day celebration. It's something we all need to consider and talk about as we've been doing for the hour. And just asking that question, ponder this one later, talk about it over dinner, talk about it tomorrow. What does it mean to be an American? What does it mean that you live in America? And we'll start Monday update with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. Their website is always landmarkgold.com, or you can give David and his staff a call at 844-879-8882 for excellent information and education, especially about precious metals, gold and silver. But it's always great to have David join us. David, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. So let me just ask you this question, and then we'll dive right into the business at hand. You know, you've been a pastor, you're a businessman, business owner. So just the thought of America, the American context, the American experiment, what does it mean to you, David, that you're here in America, that God has placed you here?
Well, it means a lot of things. Freedom of speech, freedom to worship, freedom to proselytize, freedom to be able to buy what you want, go where you want. You know, I've been traveled to other countries. There's not the freedoms that we have here in America that most of the world does not have those freedoms, Steve. But freedom does come with a great price. And, you know, Jesus said, who is the Son that set free is free indeed. And our freedom came his shedding of his blood.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Amen for that. And we'll just jump right off of that. Great placement there, David. For a biblical application, a little admonishment today from the New Testament, the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3 and verse 17. Let's go there right quick.
2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It's funny that you asked me that question in reference to our scripture today.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, pondering a little bit over the weekend, what would it be like if instead of Jesus came, you know, 2,000 years ago, and that scripture of his coming was he came in our lifetime, like this day, and he was in his 30s. What would he look like? What would he be saying?
Yeah.
In our society, how the gospel would be still relevant today, and how would people react? Because, you know, the Lord is here this day. He's here in spirit. And, you know, there is a lot of freedom that we take advantage of as believers that you don't get in other countries, but freedom does come in all aspects. You know, economic freedom also comes at a great price. Spiritual freedom comes at a great price also. And so that's what I want us all to ponder, that freedom is not free. It comes at a great price.
Yeah. Yeah. And whether we're talking about our freedom as Americans or ultimately our freedom as bought and paid for followers of Jesus Christ, we should always be ready to contemplate that cost and ask the, I would also add, ask what price are we willing to pay to extend that freedom of Jesus Christ to other people? A little embarrassment, a little awkwardness in order to share the gospel. It's the least that we should be willing to do. Let's jump across the pond right quick. We know Donald Trump, President Trump's getting on a plane here pretty soon and heading over to the G20 summit in Germany. So when is it? What are the topics and why does it matter?
Well, they're meeting July 7th and 8th, Friday and Saturday. It is in Hamburg, Germany, which is most of the time the G20 meets. They could have met out in the woods if they wanted to. And most of the time they don't meet in the largest city in a country. This is the second largest in Germany. The meeting, this is going to be the first face-to-face meeting with Donald Trump and President or Vladimir Putin, the Russian president.
Right. Yep.
And that's going to be a face-to-face meeting. It's going to come with great controversy, obviously. But the topics at hand, and obviously Angela Merkel and Donald Trump are going to kind of combat each other. Because if you remember, just a couple months ago, we had a G7 summit in Italy. That's when President Trump said he's going to back out the Paris Climate Accord. In other words, all the countries that agree to get involved in making sure our carbon emissions are not high. So, but Angela Merkel has a lot at stake since she's in the midst of a federal election campaign. And there's some big challenges because the German government views Trump and his First America doctrine as a big headache. And so she's going to address this, and she's gathering forces by having the Indian prime minister and the Chinese premier, who are the two advocates that are the single largest emitters of carbon emissions, yet they're partnering with Germany, which is going to cause some problems with President Trump if he, you know, continues to be very vocal in how he is about being not on board with climate change. He's just not really for that. So, and he makes no bones about it, obviously, by banging out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Now, if David Fisher could step up to the plate and add a topic to the G20 summit, what would it be?
Why aren't you addressing the debt of the world?
Yeah.
This is the biggest problem.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's remarkable how both domestically and internationally they just kind of skirt around the issue because it's not self-serving for them. They need to avoid it. Talking about the debt in realistic terms and being willing to do what needs to be done in order to handle it is obviously not a price that they're willing to pay. It just continues to baffle me and enrage me all at the same time. Let's go over here to the domestic side of the conversation, though, David. The U.S. markets, and again, we're talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital. Their website, as always, landmarkgold.com. Some incredible information. We're going to talk about the coming bail-in, your IRA, having physical metals, and taking possession with no tax liability. All that information and education is available through the website, landmarkgold.com. Or just give them a call. You can pick up the phone right now and call them 844 844- 877-879-8882. The U.S. market's closed again. All-time highs again, David. How strong is this market, and is it? Can we expect it to kind of keep going this way for the rest of the year?
Well, the market is strong, and there's no doubt that it's performing incredible. When you consider, Steve, there's not a whole lot of economic development happening. I mean, let's put it into perspective. And this, and I'm not throwing stones at our president, but the very things that he campaigned upon, like repeal and replace Obamacare, lowering taxes, those two major components there, nothing's happened in it. There's been a lot of fight. There's been a lot of things tried, but nothing's passed the House and the Senate for the president to sign. So if those two things don't get done, you will start to see the economic environment not perform well as it is, right, because it's still being based upon the hopes that those two main things will happen.
Yeah, and I think that's you've had the kind of the Trump bubble there. You could call it that. I don't think that's inaccurate. And I think people are hopeful and they're patient, but that patience does run out sooner or later. And I think, yeah, what they repeal and replace with the tax cuts and dealing with corporate taxes, that stuff's not happening by the fall. I think the market's obviously going to reflect that. Well, it seems like every week, David, there's another really highly respected, well-known name in the financial world that's coming out and giving warnings. So are we adding somebody else to that list? Because it continues to happen.
Well, David Stockman, I've talked about him before. He's the former director of the United States Office of Management and Budget under President Reagan, so he's very conservative. He's talked about the problem recently this year already a couple times. Now he's honing in on a problem within the problem, which is the auto sector, and he calls it Carmageddon, ironically. What he's referring to is this cycle that auto production has seen a 130% gain since early 2010, which was the bottom. But the overall industrial production, you know, other areas besides auto, is actually no higher today than it was in the fall of 2007. Mm-hmm. So he's saying real production in most sectors of the U.S. economy is actually shrunk, but the auto sector, when you subtract it from that, we're actually a negative or zero growth in the aggregate industrial economy for a full decade. What this means is when people are going to buy a car, Steve, they're looking at the credit analysis of the auto sector is now being driven by what you call collateral value of the vehicle that they're turning in, how much is in equity in that vehicle, not the credit worthiness of the buyers per se much anymore, which this is shifting of the criteria again. Anytime you do that in the loan, you're creating false environment, a bubble, and he's saying we will see this come full swing out and the bubble will pop. He's calling it Carmageddon.
Wow.
That he's saying that it could even lead to a bigger problem, which is what we saw in 2008. But he's saying it's not as the big magnitude as real estate, but it's definitely happening and being formed, a bubble there.
Well, there's obviously the signs of the times. There's real concerns. We see these things happen on a pretty cyclical basis. It's happened in the past, and we know it's going to happen again. But do you think all the guys that are talking about these, whether it's Carmageddon or whatever else you want to call it, do you think that they actually believe this? Is this actually legitimate? They're actually heartfelt and trying to warn us? Or is it just everybody trying to call the market because they know it's coming at some point? So then you got to step up to the plate sooner or later and take a swing. And if you happen to hit the right ball at the right time, now you're the guy that called the market crash or the market correction. Do you think it's real, or do you think they're just kind of playing a timing game?
I think part of it is that, Steve. I think part of it is, they're a speaker, they sell books, tapes, and so this is what they do as their livelihood. I think that's part of it also. But I think, the basis on what they're coming, the foundation is that they're really bringing out the facts that there are some things out there that just don't make any financial sense. And if we look at the crash of 1929, the same things were happening back then. Everyone believed it was going to be great always and no problems, yet look what happened in 1929. And after that, there was a huge problem of a recession. So
that's right.
I think we're ignoring a lot of the problems right now.
Absolutely. Well, tell us again how people can get a hold of you and real quick about some of the white papers and information that's available.
They can call my company at 844-879-8882 or go to my website at landmarkgold.com. And you can talk to one of my representatives, get a packet, learn about the bail-in, learn how you can transfer your IRA or 401k into physical gold and silver and hold it without a tax liability.
Yeah, an incredible, incredible program. David Fisher, Landmark Capital, always a blessing to have you. Enjoy your trip to San Diego, buddy.
Thank you. God bless America.
Thank you, pal. Right back at you. We'll talk to you later. Okay, friends, there you go. So have a great 4th of July. Remember to talk about the greatness of this country. And God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.